All right, let's try this. Jenno?
Yes, sir.
Okay. My question to you, young woman, is what the what? So, Grego, did Grego take...
That was my question when I looked at the medicines this morning and noticed PM gone.
Somehow, Grego took his PMs in the AM.
Yes.
Now, as his keeper, as his yes. lion tamer, as his human straitjacket, how do you allow this to happen?
I had switched. He keeps them in like one of those AM, PM for Sunday through Saturday for the whole week.
I've seen it on road trips. I know this thing exists, and I've seen it, yeah.
Okay, well, I switched it and got a different one, so when he travels, it won't fly open. Because the other one would pop open, bouncing around in the suitcase. So I got one that actually clicks and locks for each day. And he's not used to the different colors, because they are now different colors than what they were, the blue and the purple.
All right. So here's what I got from him today.
Did you get ramble?
I got this text from Grego. God, did I feel so bad, Falter. They cuddle and I might eat. See yo time in via the show Timmy in discuss of woes for try. Sybil, did you get anything from Grego today?
Did you get kicking the soccer ball?
No, it wasn't 75. That good. What'd you get, Sybil?
Mine says... Sorry, I'm not here. Just remember that our good paper machine is in Lee's office.
Who the hell's Lee?
Who is Lee?
Okay.
And why does he have our paper machine?
Right, and we need to get it back. All right, Gavin, you say you take Ambien. I didn't know this.
On a
almost nightly basis.
I do. You know, sometimes I'll run out of it, and, you know, they say it's addicting. I would probably use the term habit-forming, similar to somebody that's been used to taking Tylenol PM every night to help them fall asleep or whatever it might be, like a fan. Like, some people sleep with a fan and can't sleep with a fan. I think it's more of a psychological addiction than a physical one. But I have taken it before. I thought it was a muscle relaxer instead, and I went out and tried to play golf, which I needed at the time for a bad back, and bang, man, I was asleep by the third hole in the golf cart for the next 3.5 hours.
It's that powerful.
Oh, it's a sleep button, man. And if you don't take it and then go right to bed, then you end up stumbling around and you're in this really weird haze, almost like you're drunk and, you know, you ambient text people, and it's really quite embarrassing.
All right, Jenno.
Spent a couple of nights out on my patio.
What? How is Grego today? Has he been doggy sandwich? Is he watching crazy shows? What's he been up to today?
Well, he watched a little bit of Wayne's World and was singing along with it.
Wayne's World, party time, excellent.
And then he watched something on the cartoon channel, or Nick It something, about this lady that comes on and asks questions about different things around the world, and then you guess it. You guess the questions. It's kind of like a educational thing for kids to watch.
Now, is Ambien Grego smart, or does he just scratch his head and go, I don't know any of those answers on Ambien?
No, he scratched his head, and I came in here because I heard, like, kid music playing, and I'm thinking, what is going on in there? Because I'm in the office trying to work, and I come in here, and he said, yeah, I've interviewed this girl a couple of times on the radio, and I never really understood what her show was all about, but now I do. She's kind of stupid.
All right, I have trepidation about this, but is Grego awake, and can we have a word or words with him?
Okay, I will try and wake him.
All right,
okay?
This is live coverage of Jenno trying to arouse... And awake, maybe not in that order.
Be on the
Grego, Ambien Grego.
Greg? Here.
Oh.
Richie wants to talk to you.
Oh. Richie.
Grego.
Richie Witt.
Grego, you're live on 105.3 The Fan. My name is Richie Witt. I do a radio show with Gavin Dawson. How are you doing today?
Who?
Do you want to win some tickets to midget wrestling?
What?
877-881-1053. If you can answer this question. Earlier in the show, Gavin said blank has been a shell of himself earlier. Do you know that answer, Ambien Grego?
No. I don't know.
Grego, do you know where we can find more paper for Lee's paper machine?
I've got some. I've got some here in my office.
Grego, I'm out of a five-hour energy, man. You got any?
Who is this?
This is live coverage of Ambien Grego from deep in the bowels of the Grego bunker. It's 105.3 The Fan. Embrace your rage with the Richie and Gavin extravaganza. Grego, are you going to make it into work today? You work at a radio show, and that show's on the air. Can you make it in the next 10 minutes?
Yeah, I'm gonna be in just a few minutes.
Okay, we'll wait for you, buddy.
I'll be in there. I got to take a shower.
Okay, take a shower and then make yourself a dog leash sandwich and then kick a soccer ball across 75 and then come up here, all right?
But I can't find my shoes.
Where'd you leave them?
I can't remember. I think I left them outside by the dumpster.
Where you usually do.
I don't know.
Does Lewis have them?
No, I don't think so. They're either there or by my safe. One of the two. I got to find those.
All right, go look for those.
I don't know where they are.
Hey, Grego, did you hear about the Rangers signed a Cuban defector today? Your thoughts?
Who did, huh?
All right, there he goes. There goes Ambien Grego.